Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
When the holiday ads start bombarding your kids before Halloween even comes and go right through the Christmas holidays, it's really hard for your kids to not only focus on school, but focus on what's important instead of what is going to be underneath that tree Christmas morning. That is, you know, what they seem to really zero in on. How do we keep it from being the most important thing during all of those hectic months? My guest is Dr. Lisa Asta. She's a board-certified pediatrician. Dr. Asta, welcome to the show. How do we keep our kids from thinking that the presents are the end goal?
I think you have to make a list and you have to check it twice. And you have to decide as a parent, you know, based on what the holidays were when you were a child and what you want for your children, because some of us, we can all think of things our parents did wonderfully and things our parents could have improved upon. So if your focus is about, you know, presents and gifts and things, you know, your child may, you know, go along those same lines. I think that the holiday time and the winter season, you know, I oftentimes think it's great to have it because the weather is so somewhat plus minus and the kids are always sick that it keeps us distracted from, you know, day-to-day part of life that's going on as the days are shorter. You know, I think a great way to keep kids focused away from, you know, the consumer part of TV, of the holidays is to sort of deal with the media, and that goes back to, you know, how you run your household. And if the TV is always on and the commercials are always on, or they're watching videos with ads, you know, on their pads or computers, you know, that's what the focus is in the consumer market for the holiday season, as opposed to what you personally believe is more meaningful for the holiday season in your household.
So money is tight all around, and kids' expectations are high. How can we give them appropriate expectations without saying, you know, we have no money this year. You're not going to get a new tablet or an iPhone. But keeping their, you know, expectations appropriate for what you can afford, what you believe in as far as what's appropriate to give kids, all of it. How do we keep their expectations down a little bit?
A lot of that is done year-round in terms of what your, you know, personal beliefs and goals are. I mean, there is, you know, the consumer culture will preach to your child, and you as a parent get, you know, just as much time to sort of talk about what your family values are, that we cannot get the most recent electronic device because it really isn't much different from what we already have, you know, to talk about the cost of the things and that there is, you know, always going to be a new one. You know, one thing I read long time ago is if you're going to, you know, purchase something that costs over, you know, I think it was $7, you're supposed to ask seven different people, you know, what do they think about it? You know, is it worth the money? Is it good? Would they buy it again? You know, so you can sort of instill that belief year-round in your purchases. And you can, as a parent, you're going to set a budget and you're going to decide, you know, based on your values and beliefs, which items that are expensive are, you know, indicated at what age and what year. You know, it used to be that a $15 set of blocks would, you know, go from baby through childhood quite nicely. You know, manufacturers know that that $15, you know, set of blocks that your child could use for a decade, you know, they would get more if they sold you the camera device that your toddler can use. You know, things that are expensive and have a shorter half-life. So you have to decide at the age whether, you know, a toy, and toys are to be played with, you know, are more open-ended, creative, that can be used in different ways, or, you know, end up being more screen time and are is not, you know, ultimately healthy in terms of promoting kids to get out and move around. Kids will pick up on the computer skills, you know, easily at any age. So, you know, there's not a huge need to be, you know, involved in that when they're super young.
So how do we keep them focused during the holidays as far as knowing that it's not their unlimited video time? You know, should we start right off now before the holiday break when they get 2 weeks off school and say, you know, by the way, we're going to go to the library every day. I want you to read a book. I mean, can we start dictating those kinds of things?
Having expectations, is very good, and keeping kids on a schedule is super important. There is the sort of go back school in January is often fraught because the kids, have 2 weeks of absolute, unstructured freedom, and then they have to go back, and it just seems very sad. So, you yourself may make a list of activities that you will do, during the holiday season without it being an overwhelming list of things that are special while trying to keep them on a schedule, because we're visiting, we're going to, special holiday events, either, lights or merry-go-rounds or, exhibits at the science centers or the zoo. Those things are all fabulous to do. Check the newspapers well in advance because there's so many family-friendly things that are low cost or no cost that you can do. And then you can have expectations that will stick to, a fairly reasonable bedtime. On these days we are going to travel. And you can put those lists into, yes, we should definitely do this because, it's a great thing and low cost or no cost, and into, up into the things that we might be able to get to and things that are just, too much, like making all the gifts for, family. And involve kids in the activities. They can, help with stamping envelopes. They can help with putting things up to their level of, developmental, because a lot of times the expectation is, things will be decorated, things will be done, and kids need to be part of that process, or things will be baked. And oftentimes if you have, helpers in the kitchen, you simplify.
And that's a great bit of advice right there, is simplify. And you can give your kids presents that they're not going to forget, that don't necessarily cost anything, even things like, affirmation, self-esteem, have them help you cook, have them work in the kitchen with you, because kids like that stuff, don't they, Dr. Esther? They want to please us and they want to be involved, but I just need to get this done, so just step aside and let me do it. But taking our time and letting them be involved sometimes means more than anything.
Yes, kids can be a help as long as you set projects and tasks that they can do, and as they get older, they can do more and more. So based on their age, they can mix and measure, using your, higher kitchen equipment, and, ultimately getting to the stove is based on, developmental appropriateness and readiness. But if kids never get the opportunity to try this, you end up with a generation that doesn't know how to do it. So they definitely need to get in there, and it will be a mess. But, those are the things that, our family traditions are the things that carry over. I mean, the presents are going to be something different every year, and some will be memorable and most won't. But it's what we set down in terms of the foods and the activities. Whether we read specific books on specific nights about the holidays, and those are the traditions that are timeless and are no cost, and they're not commercial.
And people don't even really realize that. And they say to themselves, and I have friends, Dr. Esther, who say, oh, my kids are not going to want to sit down and watch It's a Wonderful Life with me, or read The Night Before Christmas, or, they'd rather go play their video games. But you know what? My kids love it, and they're 11 and 13, and they still love to sit down and watch Scrooged with Bill Murray, or read A Christmas Story with us, or a Hanukkah story, and they actually love it. In the last 20 seconds, your best advice for this holiday and keeping our kids focused on what's really more important.
Keep kids on their schedule. Look for activities that are family-friendly and fun, and spend time with your kids. They're very perishable. Childhood is very perishable. And set traditions that you took from your family that you would like to pass on, so that they will be the biggest gift to the next generation.
Great advice. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Have a great holiday and stay well.